Two indigestions. Switch to Postum. The makers of Postum, the favorite mealtime drink in millions of American homes, present those two lovable old characters from the hill country, Rum and Abner. Do you sometimes have occasion at the end of a day to complain that everything went wrong today? Well, when that happens, why not ask yourself, in all honesty, if it mightn't mean that something is really wrong with you? For instance, instead of being your usual good-natured self, it might well be that indigestion is making you grouchy and short-tempered with people. And perhaps the cause of your indigestion is coffee nerves. You see, many people, of course, can drink coffee without feeling distress. But many others, maybe you included, cannot. And if that's so, if you find that coffee does disagree with you, just be sensible. Switch to Postum. Because Postum can't possibly be upsetting. It contains no caffeine or stimulant of any kind. And Postum tastes so good that thousands of folks who enjoy Postum at home also insist on it, as a matter of course, in restaurants and hotels. So, if coffee upsets your digestion, drink Postum in its place. See if the change isn't beneficial even in a few days. After drinking Postum for a reasonable time, say for 2 weeks, see if you aren't feeling and acting like an altogether different person. Drink Postum. There's a reason. And now,
let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, just as Lum and Abner were needing money so badly to complete the furnishings for their new tourist camp, Lum read an advertisement in the newspaper of a very wealthy widow who's looking for a husband who can manage the large estate left her by her previous husband. Lum has answered the letter and is anxiously awaiting her reply. As we look in on the little community today, Abner is out trying to collect some of their past due accounts, and we find Lum and Cedric over at the store. Listen.
Mr. Abner's out collecting, huh?
Yeah, we're trying to get together enough money to buy some furniture for them tourist cabins. Got the cabins all ready now, nothing to put in them.
I believe that's going to work out all right using them old streetcars for cabins. Be sort of like riding a train sleeping in one of them.
Yeah, we got to study up some good name that'll carry out that idea, too. Like the Roundhouse Tourist Camp, or Sleep in a Sleeper Tonight, or something like that.
Yeah, or we'll to get a good name out of that.
Of course, if everything works out like I'm figuring, I might just sell out my interest in the tourist camp and the store here.
Sell out?
Yeah. Well, I can't tell you just what it is now, Cedric, but I'll have more money and I know what to do with after a little.
You ain't found no gold mine, have you, Mr. Long?
Well, practical, the same as. If I tell you, you wouldn't say nothing about it to nobody, would you?
No one.
Well, confidential, I'm about to marry into a batch of money.
You're going to get married, Mr. Long?
Yeah, looks that way, Cedric.
Well, I do know. Who is it, Mr. Long? Sister Sampson?
No.
Well, she's got some money.
Yeah, $400 or $500. I'm talking about big money. Thousands and thousands of dollars. You don't know this little woman.
Well, whereabouts did you meet her?
Well, I ain't exactly met her yet. In fact, I never have even saw her. She advertised for a husband, and I entered the contest. Or answered the advertisement.
Well, I believe I'll enter the contest, too, if she's got that much money.
No, you stay out of this. Now, I seen the advertisement first. Yeah, I tore it out of the paper. Her name is Florence Beaumont.
Well, that's a pretty name, all right. Reckon she's any kin to Beaumont, Texas? Of course not. What's the matter? They couldn't be kin to a town.
Yeah, I never thought about her name being the same as that town. It might be named after her, I don't know. She might even own it for as that goes. No telling how much money she's got.
Well, how'd you find out about her having all that money?
She admitted to it in the advertisement. Said she wanted to correspond with some nice man that was interested in matrimony that could look after a big estate that her husband left her.
Well, I don't know. What if you don't like her looks, so?
With $1 million, Cedric, she can't be very ugly. Especially as bad as me and Abner's needing money. Tell you, I've made a lot of bad invests here lately for us, and it's just up to me to find some way to raise some money.
Well, you wouldn't marry her just for her money, would you?
Of course not. But if she's got all that money, I ain't going to hold it again her. She can't help it if she's rich. Bless her heart. I wrote her a letter and sent her a picture of me and asked her to send me one of her. If she don't look too terrible, I mean her same as Gage right now.
Reckon she's got a big automobile, too?
Oh, bound to have. With a chauffeur. Means I'll have to start smoking cigars. Wait a minute. Here comes Grandpappy Spears. That blamed old varmint. Can't make up my mind whether I'm mad at him or not. That stunt him and Abner pulled on me.
Well, I don't blame you much. Him and Mr. Abner making you think the police were still looking for you when they knowed the case had done been dismissed.
Well, I'm so glad over finding this rich widder. It's kind of hard for me to be mad at anybody right now. That is, if that ain't luck for you. As many times as I might and I got married, and if I had, I never would have got this chance.
Howdy, Mr. Grandpap.
Well, howdy, howdy.
Come in, Grandpap. What can I do for you?
Oh, nothing, I reckon, Lum. Just loafing.
Well, good. Sit down, sit down.
Did you know Mr. Lum's going to get married?
Cedric.
Oh, I forgot.
What's that, Lum? You're getting married?
Well, I'm engaged, sort of.
Shorter? You there, you ain't.
Well, he's a rich widder at Nashville, Tennessee, sort of sparking at me. Oh, I say, sparking at me. I wrote her a letter the other day and sent her my picture and sort of pre-posed to her. Just ain't heard from her. The only thing that's holding up the deal, I guess.
Well, where'd you meet her?
I ain't met her. I read about her in the paper. Maybe you seen the advertisement. I cut it out of the Mina store the day before yesterday. Got it here somewhere.
No, I never seen it. What sort of a looking woman is she?
I don't know. But this is enough, though. Listen to this. Says, I would like to correspond with some middle-aged man with the object of matrimony. I am a lonesome widow, 38 years old, and would like to find some kind man that is competent to look after a rich estate left me by my deceased husband. Write an enclosed picture to Florence Beaumont, Box 86, Nashville, Tennessee.
You mean you're taking her side on scene?
Well, if I don't like her looks, I don't have to marry her, do I?
Well, if you done pre-posed her in that letter, she can sue you for a breach of promises if you don't.
Penny, that's right, ain't it?
Why, sure. She ain't no bargain, I'll tell you that right now. She's got all that money and has to advertise for a husband. There's bound to be something wrong there somewhere.
It does sound sort of funny, don't it? I never stopped to think about that. I've got some friends back there in Nashville, old horse traders. Good minds to write them and see what they know about her. Trouble is, though, if they find out she got all that money the time I get around to marrying her, all I'll have left is her and a bunch of horses.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that, Mom. What you better do is write and tell her that that other letter don't count till you get a picture of her.
Yeah. Maybe I was a little fast on that pre-posing. All I got to think about was how bad I was needing money. Wait a minute, I've got a copy of that letter that I wrote her. Yeah. See if you think this obligates me in any way. See what I've done with that. Yeah, here it is. I had to copy it over. I got to write and slant. Answer the phone there, Cedric. You ain't doing nothing.
You don't.
I'll read this to you, Grandpap, and see what you think of it.
Hello? Hello?
Wait till he gets gone.
Hello? Hello?
What's the matter? Can't you hear, Cedric?
Yes, Mom, I'm here, but all they're saying is hello.
Well, tell them who it is talking.
Well, I can't tell. I don't know their voice.
I mean, tell them who you are.
Oh, I'm Cedric.
Well, tell them, not me.
Oh, I'm Cedric.
Here, let me have it. Thanks.
So, what, Mr. Abner? Here.
Hello. Oh, what do you want, Abner? No, we don't need no Piney. Well, I don't care if it is a player. We don't need it. I know it's furniture, but we ain't got room in one of them streetcars for a Piney. Wouldn't be room for the customers. I don't care if it's got 10 rolls of Casey Jones with it. We don't need it. Well, tell him to just let the bill go for a while, then. All right. Yeah, all right. Goodbye. Abner, don't try to collect. Let him pan anything in the world off of it. Wants everything he sees worse than a youngin'. I told him to take in all the furniture he could so we could furnish them cabins, and I wished you could see the stuff he's been bringing in here.
Go ahead and read the letter, Mom. I've got to get on back to the store.
Yeah. Yeah, listen to this. See if there's anything in here she could sue me for breach of promises over. Dear Flo. It's a pet name, I call her that for short already. I seen your advertisement in the paper, and from what you say, I am the man you have been looking for. I know it will be a case of love at first sight. I am middle-aged and have never been married.
Middle-aged?
Well, nearly. She claims she's 38. If she admits to that much, she's bound to be a good 50.
Yeah.
If you will only say the word, I will fly to your side and claim you for my bride. That's about all I said about marrying. The rest of it, I just tell her about all my businesses and all.
Well, that's enough. That's enough right there. You got yourself a wife there, whether you want her or not.
You mean even if I don't like her looks?
I don't care if she's as ugly as a mud fence. With that letter as evidence, you'll have to either marry that woman or she can sue you for breach of promises and take every nickel you've got.
Oh, my goodness. Why don't I learn to keep my big mouth shut? If it ain't six of one thing, it's a whole dozen
of them. Well, let's hope that Mum hasn't turned right around and gotten himself into another jam. Suppose you were to fill a glass of water right up to the valve bin. Now, in order to carry that glass without spilling, your hand would have to be pretty steady, wouldn't it? Well, why not try it? And if you find your hand trembles, just ask yourself if it isn't because you have coffee nerves. It might very well be, for while many people can drink coffee without getting shaky and jittery, many others just can't. And that's why, if you think you have coffee nerves, you'd really do yourself a favor to switch to Postum. For there's no caffeine or stimulant of any kind in Postum that could possibly make you nervous. And you'll honestly enjoy Postum, both for its delightful, cheering aroma and delicious, full-bodied flavor. Now, for your convenience, Postum comes in two easy-to-make forms. There's Postum, made as you make coffee, and Instant Postum, mixed instantly in the cup. So take advantage of what Postum has to offer. If coffee nerves trouble you, see if the change to Postum isn't just what you need. See if in 2 weeks' time that jittery, nervous feeling hasn't left you entirely. Ask your grocer for Postum tomorrow. Don't forget, friends, be sure to come along next Friday evening at this same time, when we again visit Pine Ridge with Lum and Abner, and say, good humor is the best plow in the field of friendship, if its blade is not too sharp. Lou Crosby speaking. And remember, Postum, your best bet for a good night. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.